Radio X. Radio X. Radio X. Radio X. South Korean tech giant Samsung has permanently ceased production of its high-end Galaxy Note 7 after reports of devices it had deemed safe catching fire. The firm had already reduced Galaxy Note 7 production volumes. Owners are expected to be able to return the phones for a refund or an exchange for a different Samsung phone. In September, Samsung recalled around 2.5 million phones after complaints of exploding batteries. It later insisted that all replaced devices were safe. However, that was followed by reports that those phones were catching fire too. Barack Obama has vowed to help send people to Mars within the next 2 decades, working with private companies to achieve the goal. The US president also said he's convening a meeting of scientists, engineers, and students this week to dream up ways to build on our progress and find the new frontiers. In an opinion piece for CNN, the president said involving private companies is crucial. However, he stopped short of any detail on the costs of his ambitions. The president will be keen for such an achievement to form part of his legacy as he nears the end of his second and final term in office. In other Mars-related news, the European Schiaparelli probe may have to contend with relatively dusty conditions when it arrives at Mars. The spacecraft is aiming to make a dump down on the planet a week on Wednesday. US researchers have suggested that sand particles could soon start lifting into the atmosphere, something they do on a regular seasonal basis. But the European Space Agency says it's unconcerned. Schiaparelli is a 600-kilogram demonstrator, a trial of procedures and technologies needed to land on the Red Planet. Europe's only previous attempt to land on Mars was short-lived, as in 2003 the Beagle 2 effort failed to deploy properly after touching down.